I'm Andrew Saul, your area pecan agent for Southeast Georgia. We're going to talk about scorch in young trees, fruit thinning, and the pecan crop moving into August right here on the University of Georgia Pecan Update.
South Georgia pine, that's where I spend my time.
First things first, as we jump into it, I'll tell you this year has been one of the best growing years for young trees that we've had in a while, especially compared to last year. The main thing is we really held off with the heat up until the end of June. And so folks that didn't even have irrigation on their first year trees through May survived it. The worst thing has pretty much been bud moth. That being said, we're seeing a lot of scorch on young tree leaves right now. And because we're seeing it across the state, we know it's more environmentally related. The one common denominator has been the heat. When you see scorch, it's sometimes hard to identify because it can be things like disease, which is anthracnose. It can be fertilizer burn or a hot chemical mix. It's often resulting in something that's affecting the roots or the vascular system. This is what we are seeing right now. When you see the air temperatures get around 100 degrees, many of those shallow roots, those feeder roots, start to die. This is what's causing the scorching on these young leaves. The good news is we should not see any long-term damage from this. Trees will grow out of it as soon as the canopies fill in and you get shade in the root zone that will keep that moisture consistent. That moves us into the end of the month when we talk about fruit thinning. Right now we have one of the biggest crops we've had in a long time. And the reality is big storm events like Hurricane Michael tend to push crops like pecans into an alternate bearing cycle. So what we saw with Hurricane Michael 2 years ago, we had virtually no crop, of course, that year and then the year after. And this year we have one of the biggest crops we've had. A lot of growers don't want to fruit thin because this has been the crop. There's a few problems. And one is, of course, our trees being pushed into a heavy alternation. And the second reason being the tree cannot fill all the nuts that are currently set right now. Based on research, we see a benefit from fruit thinning when 70% or more terminals bear fruit to offset alternate bearing. Right now in Georgia, we're seeing between 90 and 100% terminals that are bearing fruit. I say all that to say this, generally in the last week of July and the first week of August, we still have plenty of time to fruit thin our crop, which would benefit the next year's crop. However, because fruit thinning is very time critical and our crop in 2020 is moving really fast, we're at about 10 days ahead, if not more. At this time, no cultivars will benefit from fruit thinning except possibly Sumners. Fruit thinning is best done when the ovule inside the nut is between 50 and 100% expanded. We're seeing shell hardening on Pawnee and even Wichita right now. This is putting us past the point which fruit thinning is going to help us for next year. Now, if you fruit thin today, you would actually help the quality of the 2020 crop, but it would not help at all for the flower set of the 2021 crop. The crop is progressing fast. Which brings me to my last point. Many growers say, what can I do at this point to make sure I have the best quality of this year's crop if I can't fruit thin? Best thing you can do is go ahead and turn your irrigation to full capacity. Long-term forecasts show that we should be much drier in August and September this year. This is going to be critical for filling out the kernel inside the nut. Scab has not been horrible, but we are seeing it pretty strong through the month of July, especially on our susceptible cultivars. The best thing we can do for scab is to continue our fungicide rotation through shell hardening. I'm Andrew Sawyer, Southeast Georgia Area Pecan Agent with the University of Georgia Pecan Update.
South Georgia Pine.